I am Sister Zelna Oosthuizen. I'm a member of the Congregation of Our Lady of Charity of the Good Shepherd, and I'm also the president of the Leadership Conference of Consecrated Life in Southern Africa. I was sharing earlier about the evolution of women religious working in human trafficking. It started in 2007 initially in Cape Town. There was a workshop, and in 2008 there was the culmination of a group of religious women that said we need to do something actively. So they formed the group called SAWATIP, which was South African Women Religious Against Trafficking in Persons. And as things happened, they tried their best to work on the structure together. And then later on, it became CTIP, which is Counter Trafficking in Persons, in 2014. And Talitakum was then born during that time from the UISG. And as we evolved and CTIP evolved with religious, it actually became under the umbrella of UISG, where Talitakum actually became evident in South Africa because there was that need to really work more constructively. So in 2022, actually, Talitakum South Africa was born. So it's very young, 3 years old, and so calling leaders, having a training, particularly for leaders to go out, I think it's a beautiful moment for us to strengthen that bond, that umbrella of really being that witness of hope, especially during this Jubilee year, a witness of hope to the people, women, girls, men, boys, at our time in this particular era.
Let's talk about human trafficking in the context of this region, Southern Africa.
Yes, I was fortunate enough to be at the Interfaith Forum of the G20, and even at that forum, many various religious groups and faiths came together, and human trafficking was the big topic. It was so evident that when we had the panel discussions, some of the groups were very small, but when it came to human trafficking, they had to extend the room because everybody wanted to be involved and share their story, but also see what next steps can be done. So yes, it is a very vast topic that cuts across everything. And I think the output at that particular forum was that as religious, we are on the ground, we are close to the people. We need to listen to their voices and find ways of how do we network with others to make a difference in their lives, because we are the closest, we're on the grassroots. Yeah. So it was a great challenge for us as religious from all walks of life, actually to say yes, together, as a church body, together we must help the people on the grassroots, particularly with human trafficking. And I think the young and the youth needs to be empowered to be those leaders. Yes, they might seem young, but I think there's a lot of potential. So I think we're trying to invest in the youth, in our young sisters and brothers, to go out there and be that witness of hope. Because you cannot hold everything with those who are elderly or those who've got wisdom. We need to empower the youth as well.